Yo, yo, yo.
What's up?
Hey, we got a few viewers already. That's great. Because we're keeping things consistent. Consistency is good. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Unicorn Finders, the live edition. When I say the live edition, we have a podcast edition this Wednesday. Yeah. We are interviewing Mark Dalgesh. Mark is in Australia. Melbourne. I don't have an Australian accent. Do either of you boys have an Australian accent?
It's not that. No.
No,
okay.
Better than that, yeah.
Yeah, so Melbourne, I think it's, anyway, it's Melbourne, Australia. He is an engineering lead. He works for the number one job site in Australia, which is pretty cool. Huh. I'm going to catch up with him about working the market, you know, just kind of what he sees, leadership stuff. He's built quite a following over Twitter, which is where I connected with him. So look forward to that. That's actually a different time, 6 p.m. Central. That's also because he is like 17 hours ahead of us. So that's why we're doing it that time. That being said, we're going to dive in today. So we're going to change it up a little bit. We're going to do one question. Mm-hmm. We're each going to bring a question each week. And the boys don't know my question.
Sure don't.
Nope. And, well, actually, Dan, before we get started, how's the weather in Tampa, man?
It's terrible. Don't even bring it up. I'm sad already. It's 50 degrees and raining.
He's wearing a jacket. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. Dan, like, really weirded me out this morning. He wore a jacket, and I said, and I was like, what is happening? Hey, listen, I get it. And Jake,
anything below 70 is cold.
And Jake, thank you for bringing the Christmas spirit today. I appreciate it. I need to go find mine, and I'll wear mine for the next video call. All right, so we'll go ahead and dive in today. The question I have for you two is, what do companies need to be mindful of in 2021 in regards to both business and their employees? Mm. Really kind of, again, 2021, dealing with pandemic now, vaccine coming out, et cetera. What do you think companies either need to do, should be mindful of, or should execute on in 2021? Who wants to go first?
Ooh, that's
broad. That's very broad. That's a lot. There's a lot going on there.
Just take it. Just whatever pops into your head, right? Unscripted.
Yeah.
Just whatever pops into your head, and we can chop on a few things, and we can pivot if we need to.
I'll go. I think that they probably should be starting this now, but I think that loneliness is still going to be rampant by then. And if you didn't think that it was important to make sure that your employees had a friend at work before, it is that much more. I mean, when you know, the easiest way to equate it to is that, you know, when you're running those teams and you're running those companies, is that one sliver of your job is very like parent-like. Do my kids have the right activities and the resources that they need? Mm-hmm. And friend groups and diversification of their thought and education, and, you know, and am I pouring into them? Am I listening to them? Am I, you know, teaching them, right? And I think that gets forgotten by a lot of leaders, kind of that whole category. And now so much more being isolated and remote. And then two is just changing expectations around project delivery, to know when to push and when not to push whatsoever, and to allow people to
get
mental health days. Like, you know, and hey, you know what? We're going to bump this deadline. I know we normally do this by this time. We're going to bump it by 2 weeks to accommodate, and say why. To accommodate for people's different social lives right now, or different home lives.
So really taking into account people's at-home life when it comes to project delivery across the board.
Yeah.
I like that. Hmm. I like that. Dan, any thoughts at all on what Jake said?
Yeah. Jake had a lot of good points. Or I guess one big point with a lot of great sub-points. A lot of good points. I would say a couple things. One is, the further we get away from the beginning of COVID to now, to potentially a vaccine, and potentially, you know, where that might take us, is to not forget what we learned this year when it comes to employees, making them feel like you care about them and that you value them, that you understand that life has some very strange twists and turns and quirks that it's okay to think outside of the box when you think of office hours, when you think of work settings, when you think of what does work look like. And just because the world might return back to whatever the new normal is, whatever that means, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to revert back to what was like life like before we had COVID. So what did we learn? What can we grow from? What can we make our work situation better from, you know, hopefully not having to deal with COVID, which would allow even more flexibility to be able to do and work in teams and companies. So.
I like that. I think, and then Amy, thanks for tuning in always. I know Amy's a fan. Great leaders help others grow. Absolutely. And going off of that, great leaders help others grow. I think companies need to invest more time in their employees in 2021. I think if you're in a sales organization, VACO, or other sales organizations, I think you need to invest in your employees because your employees are tired. And your employees need some R&R, right? I mean, listen, I don't know if, you know, if this is kosher for me to say on the call, but I mean, I told my team, like, listen, if you need to take the month off, take the month off. Yeah. I mean, literally, it's like, literally, really, for real?
No, like I am taking most of the month off.
Yes.
And you're not my boss, but if you were, I would take that. So
good. Well, Dan, hey, I'm giving you full permission to take time off this month. No, I think it's important. I think, you know, I think pre-COVID and sales and driving and generating and going and doing and meetups and and it's like COVID hit and it slowed us down. But I think now we're getting to the point where people are tired because they're trying to keep things rolling. Again, this is a little bit more in a sales driven, but I think anything, right? If you're a software shop and you have really tight deadlines and you've been going and going and going, I think this applies as well. But I think you need to love on your people some. Mm-hmm. Say what?
Yeah, it applies to us.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think my thing is, and if you're watching this and you're hiring manager, you're probably like, you know, what are some things I can provide? So let's go down this route, right? So people who are watching, hiring managers who may watch this, leads who may watch this, what are some tangible things that they could do to allow people for some R&R? For me, it's actually telling people to take time off. Yeah, I think that's a highly underrated thing. Jake, yeah. I don't know if you have thoughts.
There's two ways to go about it. If you're not someone that knows your team well enough anyway, and it's hard in a remote world to be able to just look at their face and be like, man, they seem off, or their body language or whatever, because you're not, you don't get that kind of, you know, nuances in the relationship. You need to ask. You need to ask your team, hey, I know things have been crazy here or in whatever. How are you? What are you doing? How can I help? Do you need to take some time off? You know, do you need to?
Yeah.
I've talked to a ton of companies recently that have been pivoting to the unlimited PTO model. You know, one, it's a
clever.
It's a clever HR move, though. Don't you know, from a fiscal perspective,
from a liability perspective,
because you don't have to pay out. I mean, the person who invented it did not do it for the health of the employee. I promise you, they did not. They did it because it is a smart way to not have to pay out PTO. Because when you never accrue it, you never have to pay it out as a bonus. But that doesn't mean that someone implementing it doesn't care about you and wants you to take PTO. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Or it doesn't mean that it's also not a tool that can be used for good by internal teams to make sure that you can rest and take time to be with your family and to recover vacation or learn a new skill or whatever. So
I would say this. I mean, Jake, that's a great point. I would say this, if you're in a hiring manager capacity or you're a manager, you have a team, or just think about and be cognizant of the workers that you've told to take PTO and take that R&R and respect that, right? If they're out on PTO, yeah. That means respecting that they're out, right? And I know that there's times that fires come up and you might need somebody, you know, because a lot of companies aren't built with a lot of, you know, knowledge transfer across the board. But if it's something menial and you don't need it, wait, right? Or, you know, don't call them, don't text them. Just say, hey, you can shoot me an email and say, hey, whenever you get around to it, like, I need this when you get there. But like, if you're going to tell people to take vacation and rest and relax and unwind and like do other things in life, like let them do that without you feeling like you have to burden them with work. Because that's the thing about work is there's always going to be work. Therefore, always. You need to be able to say, hey, I need to separate myself from that. And I need to be able to let my team members do that, right? We work in a sales environment where that can be tough, even for us. I mean, I know that I've done it with my team where people have been out and be like, hey, we got an offer for this person. Can you call them now? You wait like 20 minutes and be like, they didn't respond. I'm just going to call them, right? Or I'm going to like, hey, have you heard back? And it's like, well, no, like, let's let people relax. Let's let people separate from work for a yeah. little bit, especially if we're going to encourage it.
There's a company here locally, and I'll shout them out. It's called Bandwidth. And they, when you take PTO, when you put it on their calendar, maybe they don't do this anymore, but they used to anyway. As soon as it gets on the HR calendar, during those exact dates, your email is literally shut off.
Like, isn't that what SAS does too?
You can't access it.
SAS does that. SAS in Raleigh also.
Yep.
Man, I think so. I'm going to say this just popped in my head. I think, let me see how I phrase this. I think the well-being of your culture, the well-being of your team, and how you accept PTO is a direct reflection on leadership.
Yeah.
And planning.
And what?
And planning.
Sure. But like at the end of the day, like it's on leadership. Like for me, if your team feels like that they have to always work, and even when they take time off, they have to be on call, like that's poor leadership.
Yeah.
That's a lot of poor things, right? That's company, poor leadership, that's poor culture, that's poor structure, that's poor like planning, that's poor across the board, right? Like,
yeah.
Poor math.
I think you can look at PTO. I mean, that's a good point. You can look at PTO and probably diagnose like 30 different things wrong with companies based on how do they treat employees when they want to take PTO or when they're on PTO.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, and I'm going to be honest here. Like I have some guys or girls on my team that get all stressed out when they take PTO. And I continually tell them like, take time, cut off, shut off, you know? And I think it's a trickle down, right? And unfortunately, I think if people are scared to do it, then you need to look at leadership. And that's something mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm actively addressing.
It's so hard to take time off though in a sales org too when your income
is
really directly affected by missing of an opportunity.
But
people don't understand the value of like not every opportunity is worth you dying over, you know, or not seeing your family, or not, you know, going on holiday or something like that. You know, and I'd love to hear from some people that are listening too, is like has their company addressed anything that is being that they're like, hey, this is going to change in 2021. You know, that'd be something I'd love to hear about and how they rolled that out. What do you wish that they had addressed? I mean, we just did some end of the year surveys were sent out, things like that. You know, that we all, I'm sure, filled out some good things and some growth things because everyone has to grow at some point. Right? I'd love to hear how people are handling it or how your clients are handling it. Rolling out of the communication for 2021.
Dan, you were going to say something about.
Yeah, I don't remember. I mean, I'm sure it was profound.
I'm sure it was. I mean, everything you say is profound.
No. I'd say another thing is I really want companies to stop like the use it or lose it policy of PTO. If your culture doesn't create an environment where taking PTO is actually like encouraged.
Yeah.
Right.
Say it one more time.
We need, unless your company encourages the use of PTO, we need to stop use it or lose it PTO.
Yeah.
Right. Cause there's a lot of companies that really, not that they like, it's a lot of discouragement from using PTO or, hey, we've got timelines or, we can talk about tech here, for instance, right? Like a lot of development is done in 2-week sprints. And so you theoretically, you know, have 26 sprints a year or however long, let's just use that as an example, 26, you could always find a reason while not taking PTO during any of those because there's something that needs to be done or something that needs to be delivered.
Yeah.
Right. So a lot of companies do that with their projects is they're like, hey, we're going to iterate and we're going to create really small projects that need to be done over the course of a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then if you take time off, you're like, oh, am I letting my team down? Am I letting my company down? Am I doing all the other stuff? And then it's December and you're like, shoot, I've got 4 weeks of PTO to use, but I can't use it all in one fell swoop. Yeah. And the company's like, well, sorry, you had 110 hours left of PTO to use. Like, sorry.
We actually, we just started a project for a company because they were having that issue where their team couldn't take time off. They had so much to do, but they didn't consistently need an additional teammate.
Right.
So we're basically their PTO support for one of their.
That's kind of smart.
That is really smart.
A few hours a week, we're on their stand-ups, right? So they're still paying for that. But we understand where they're at in their sprint cycles and then they're in all their cadences. So if and when people take time off, we can jump in and pick up that slack, right? And slack's a long way of saying it, but you know what I mean.
PTO is a service. You heard it here first.
Yeah, PTO, I love it. Pass.
Hey, a few comments. Yes, Julio, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I don't know what you were responding to that in regards to where we were.
I'm
a little late on this, but you are correct. And then as you get older, VTO policy is greater than money. Yeah, I mean, listen. I agree. I mean, I think my dad always said, no one's going to come to you and say, hey, you're working too hard. You should take time off.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're never going off.
I mean, my dad said it too. My dad's 69. He's getting close to retirement age. And he's looking back at a lot of the times that he missed out on family things and things of that nature because he was just working. Because he was always like, he was in sales and then, you know, operations and, you know, in a role where him being there was always something to do. And, he looks back, he's like, nobody ever like, was like grateful that I never used my PTO. Yeah. He's like, but I missed a lot of things. He's like, you're never going to look back on life and say, oh, hey, I wish I worked more. You're going to look back and say, oh, hey, I wish I would have taken advantage of that time, you know, off and then that time with family or friends or literally doing something just to separate yourself from the work for the day.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. Do you guys have different seasons? Like I have different seasons that I just like, I know I'm going to be off most of that month. Yeah, like December, you know, I don't work Fridays in December, and I definitely don't work the week between Christmas.
Yeah, I'm taking 2 weeks off, Christmas and New Year's. I mean, I think Jackie is my wife, for those of you watching. She
– fine lady.
Yeah, she is fine lady. She and I talk – so our businesses basically are the same. Like we're done from a financial perspective. Like we know where we're at financially by November.
Yeah.
And so like both like so we just kind of take a lot of time off. Now granted, she's busier than she's ever been right now, which is great, but it's a challenge. But I mean, for the most part though, right now is my season. It also began in January, but then pretty much, man, it's like it's go time. And then usually I try to take a summer trip, like a beach, like a week. Cause I like the Beach Boys.
I like the Beach Boys too. They're probably my favorite band from the 60s. Them and the Monkees. I like the Monkees a lot too.
All right, y'all. Well, any final thoughts on this Monday morning LinkedIn Live? Again, if you are still watching, thank you. Check us out, theunicornfinders.com, our podcast, rate and review it. We will be going live again this Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central. Yep. Five star. Dan is famous in his other podcast, so we need us famous so Dan can travel with us so we can go to places.
That's right.
So anyway, thank you all for listening. We'll see y'all Wednesday and take some time off. We appreciate y'all.